Let's sing that song that our musicians were playing. I Know Whom I Have Believed. Number 193 in the hymn book. 193.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. To know Him, the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings. That was the cry of the Apostle Paul's heart throughout his life. He never stopped seeking to know Jesus. Hallelujah. We know other people like that too. All their life, they were seeking to get to know Him better. Hallelujah. When you get to know Him, you want to know Him better. You know that there's so much more that He has for you. And greater revelations that He wants to bring to you of Himself. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong seeking Jesus. I remember a young man was talking to Dr. Gray. Brother Gray was a Bible scholar and godly man. He used to come and visit the camp. He was the president of East Texas Bible College, the dean there for some time. And a student came to him, and he had a lot of questions. You know, what's all this about seeking Jesus? All we hear about under your ministry is seeking Jesus. And the simple advice was, you can't go wrong. You can never go wrong seeking Jesus. Seeking more of Him, seeking to get to know Him better. You're always on the right track when you pursue Him like that. And as we do, God guides us and deals with us and works in us, but our goal is to know Him better. Brother Bowie Curry told a story many years ago. Some of you know Brother Bowie. He was pastor in Fredericksburg, Virginia for some years, and he still lives down there with his wife and family. But he told about a woman who was beginning to be forgetful, and she would remember that verse, "I know whom I have believed." She had lived to a ripe old age, and she had prayed about many things, and she was just committing those needs to God and continuing to believe that He was going to answer, like we heard this morning, not giving up. But as she got older, her memory began to fail her, and she couldn't remember that verse, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able." And the verse got smaller and smaller as she tried to recite it. And one day, they walked into her room, and all she was able to remember was Him. Him. Interesting. Unto Him. You know, knowing Him and loving Him means so much. There's so much about God we don't understand, and so much about His ways we don't fully understand. But if we get to know Him, then somehow we can grow in God, and we can believe God no matter what comes our way, no matter what's happening in our lives. Praise God. And so let's make that our goal in life. I want to get to know Him better. Oh, I want to belong to Jesus completely, and I want to have Him in all His fullness in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's draw near tonight with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Hallelujah. Jesus is here for us, so let's open wide, hallelujah, and trust Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
482.
Yes.
482.
Thank you, Lord, that your blood, that sacrifice, that poured out life on Calvary has power to change lives today as much as it ever did. Lord, when we put our trust in you, when we claim the merits of Calvary, the great victory that you purchased for us by pouring out your own lifeblood for us.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus, oh God, we thank you that we experience that. The change that only you can bring about in our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you that we can claim your precious blood to cover this meeting tonight. down in the village, down in the cottage there. Let the power of your blood just be manifested to each and every one. We pray, Lord, where there is sin and where there's bondage and addictions and so on, Lord, we pray that there will be deliverance ministered in Jesus' name through the blood and by the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Lord, perhaps there are things that need to break in our life, chains that we need to be set free from, Lord. God, as we worship you tonight, we claim the mighty working of your Holy Spirit and the precious blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all sin. Oh God, we thank you that you cleanse and keep on cleansing. You have something deeper for us tonight, something purer. Oh God, and we reach out to you and believe you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh God, minister tonight. You yourself, Lord. Show us how to get out of your way and just let you come, speak, touch lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I was a young person here at Pilgrim Camp coming, I couldn't wait to get to the meetings. And I wondered, who is God going to use tonight? Who's going to testify? Who's going to sing a song? Who's going to pray out? What's Brother Gardner going to preach on? Or maybe another visiting minister? Every meeting was different than the one before. And there was such variety. People yielded themselves to God. What was God going to do during the time of praise? Oh, what was God going to do as we wait upon him after meeting? How close is he going to come? Sometimes, as we heard, after everyone leaves, then God begins to do something very special. And it pays to linger and wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, that's how it was back then. And I hope it's that way now, too, that we come to meeting and we say, Lord, this is your meeting. And Lord, who are you going to use tonight? What are we going to hear? What subject are you going to bring to our attention that we can receive and learn from and apply in our lives? Hallelujah. Well, maybe you can answer your own prayer. Maybe you're the one God's going to use here and others as well. Praise God. We're at his disposal. Oh, Jesus, you put this meeting together. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, what wonderful, wonderful rest. Trusting completely in Jesus, I'm blessed. Sweetly he comforts and shields from alarm, holding me safe in his mighty arms. Oh, what wonderful, wonderful rest, trusting completely in Jesus I'm blessed. Sweetly he comforts and shields from alarm,
Lord, for the way you have led our sister. We thank you, Jesus, for the way the Holy Spirit has been her teacher.
Yes, Lord.
And that you've used people and circumstances in her life to awaken her to her need of letting Jesus be the center and finding her rest in him.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Lord, we all need that discernment as to what is our doing and how we can make way for the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, the Lord, that you'll continue to bless her. And while she's here, Lord, we pray that you will meet her in the way that her heart cries out for, the way that you desire to. We pray, Lord, that when she goes home, that she'll know that Jesus has completed a work in her, Lord, that she's needed and that he's wanted to minister.
Yes,
and Lord, that you'll go before her and lead her on. And Lord, we pray that the work that is accomplished now will serve to help her to go forward deeper in the love of Christ. Jesus, oh God, pour out your Spirit upon her in these days. And Lord,
yes,
we pray that fill her to overflowing, we ask.
Jesus,
we commit her to you. And thank you, Lord, for bringing her here at this time.
Yes,
and her family.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the work that you've started.
Praise God.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you.
Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my heart. Precious words of Jesus, come unto me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. But God is not a book. Sometimes people treat God as though he's a book. We heard a little bit about that tonight. But if you just read the Bible and try to do what it says, that's your relationship with God. I came in contact with a group of Christians who approached it that way, and it wasn't very satisfying. Oh, they love the Bible, and they memorize so much scripture, and they were very careful about all that. But it was almost like a business relationship. God said this, and if I do this, he has to do that. And if I pray this, he has to answer in this way. And it was just like they turned God into a book. Well, thank God for his book. But, you know, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they're life. And as we read the Word of God, we have to ask the Lord to open our hearts, to speak this Word into our hearts, and to reveal these truths to us, and to impart to us the grace to live them out, not in our own strength, but through Christ. You know, some people define grace as help that comes from God. I like to think of it as the help that Jesus brings, that he himself works in me, and he is that help. He lives out his life. He gives me power to obey, and so on. And our sister reminded us of that. We come into rest when we just don't try to follow a bunch of rules. The gospel's supposed to be good news, not make your life more difficult and arduous and burdened down. Jesus accused the Pharisees of doing that. He said, you put burdens on people that you're not even willing to carry. And that's what religion does. It just puts burdens on us, burdens that are too heavy to bear after a while. But when we find him and he begins to reveal himself to us in his word, then there's a rest that comes. Hallelujah. And Jesus wants us to all find that rest. We read about that in the book of Hebrews. There's a rest that remains unto the people of God, where we cease from our own works. We stop trying to do it in our own strength, and we learn to let him work in us and work through us. Now, I can't teach you that. Nobody can teach you that except the Holy Spirit. It's something that God reveals and works in your life as we continue to seek Jesus and open our hearts to him. Praise God. And I thank God for the measure in which he has revealed that to me and the rest that came into my heart when I came to understand God doesn't expect me to do this, but he wants me to learn how to let Jesus do it. And I'm still praying that way. And I've got much to learn, but we've got a wonderful teacher. Hallelujah. We all do. And God wants to do that for you too. So that when you continue on serving God, you'll find that it's more of Jesus, less of yourself. Oh, that's something so precious, and we all need that. Praise God. So I'm glad that our sister shared tonight. I knew that she had a testimony that she wanted to give, and she mentioned that maybe she wanted to give it yesterday or this morning, but I think it was for tonight. See, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Joy of what thou art, I am fine.
time we were going to sing it out of the book because it's too precious a song to not let everybody sing together. Jesus, I'm resting. Somebody sees it. Yeah. Number 8, thank you. 8 in the white book.